If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy hot as hell Thursday. Going to be even hotter tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the buck moon.
That's what I'm hearing.
Just going to say that until I slip up and get fired.
How are you going to say moon wrong?
I could find a way. Shout out to our friends at Beignet All Day. They do beignets all day, and they have a pop-up going on Thursday and Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday at City Garden. I think they're down there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays.
Mwah. One of the best things I've ever had.
Delish.
Fantastic. So messy.
Yeah, but so worth it.
Powdered sugar everywhere.
So worth it. You just brush it off.
Eat them warm right when you get them. They're best when they're nice and warm.
Yeah, Rach and I walked down there in the hottest part of the day and walked back carrying steaming hot beignets.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And well, they still were.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
At least that was on Rach. They didn't cool off on the walk back. They
and Rach, you're having them on your show.
Yeah, in the next few weeks. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'll do a little interview with them. Maybe we'll play them on the DGS, too. Who's to say?
Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. It's DGS.
We don't see the future.
Speaking of, I had a nice thing happen. You know, I'm very existential. I'm very mentally ill. And I sometimes will go down a rabbit hole of like, what are you doing with your life? And you just talk. It's nothing. You're just air. You're just talking. And I was talking to a friend of mine who met a person and my name came up. And the guy was telling my friend that he has terrible racking anxiety and that the DGS gives him relief 4 hours a day.
Nice.
Isn't that really wonderful?
Nice. Good. That's very cool.
As someone with debilitating racking anxiety, I appreciate that sentiment. That's wonderful. Really cool. That's all I had for the show.
All right. Well, now you guys have a nice weekend.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Wheels, what are you doing? What's up with the... What's up with the picks?
Oh, the AI?
I was
bored for about 10 minutes. I decided to make some AI pictures.
You should have seen it. So Rach and I are in our office, and both of our phones ping at the same time. And then I just start laughing, and I'm like, what's he doing?
What's he doing?
She's like, I don't know.
He just had a few minutes. I sent them to you guys.
I had the same thought, and I was sitting 1 foot away from him.
And I sent them to my friends. Well, I started it because I was going to make a gag for my buddies, because I told you part of the story.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't remember what the dare or the whatever it was, but one of my buddies basically, I don't know if I lost a bet or something, and I had to wear the captain hat and the black T-shirt from the captain and Tennille. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he picked that, probably because he thought it would be hilarious to see me in that. Sitting at a piano. So I did it. I took the picture, put it on there, and then I made like a screamy face when I was doing it. And that was the picture that I used for these, and it turned out pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
like,
me as the...
what's happening?
Yeah, that's the other one it came up for. With
you look like Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, it's a little bit. No, it does a little bit. I was telling my buddies it's kind of like that. Maybe, I don't know, like a little Lars Ulrich in there. Maybe Lemmy a little bit in there. Yeah. I was bored.
Mr. Howell.
I was bored for 5 minutes, and I then something on a text chain with buddies made me decide I wanted to do it, and then I decided to share with you guys, because I thought you guys would enjoy that.
You know, it's funny. As we age, we are supposed to mature. And
I feel like that's a shot.
And we do mature. Well, yeah. But when Rach and I went down to City Garden, they have this splash pad, you know? And there were like 100 kids.
Oh, there were so many kids having fun.
It looked so much fun.
Yeah.
It looked so much fun.
Looked like a good time.
I was going to join in, but I thought a 60-year-old single man walking into the splash pad with kids with a box of beignets wouldn't be the best look.
Yeah.
Kids, you like donuts?
Yeah.
And I don't know if
you were alone, though, that would have been fun.
I don't know if we would get the most out of the splash pad, right? Because the splash pad, the water goes up like, you know, a foot and a half. So if you're that size, I mean, you're in like Niagara Falls.
What do you got that's a foot and a half off the ground?
I mean, you know.
His kneecap.
Enough said.
Yeah. I'm not going to further the bit because of the children.
No, in honor of the kids?
Yes.
You're doing this one, doing them a solid. All those kids out there listening. I was talking to our boss, Steve, today. And I'm sorry to keep getting too in the weeds with DGS and KMOX, but we just had this huge change with KMOX going to FM. And we were talking about what a good position we're in. And I am wearing my Rush shirt. And Steve was talking about Casey. Love Casey. Love everybody over there. Tried to be on Casey for 20 years and never made it. But he said, like, they're making very few new Rush fans, right? Most Rush fans are my age and older. Now, there's a few 22-year-olds super into Geddy Lee.
A few people that catch it, yeah.
But not enough to support a station. And we're lucky with KMOX because what we have is a brand. Everyone, even 22-year-olds, may not listen to KMOX, but they know what KMOX is. They know that it exists. And so we have these call letters, these frequencies, but it can be anything, you know. And we're trying to young it up and, you know, with DGS and Chris and Amy and, you know, we're trying to take it from median age of 65 to 45, but they could even go younger than that. I mean, they could put someone who's 30 years old on the station and... You see what I'm saying? We're not locked into anything.
Right.
Except our history has been older, but you can change that just by changing the programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One thing it won't be changing, though, is that old Cardinals baseball.
Nope. Not for a few years.
Nope. Lock that baby down.
Hopefully they learned their lesson, both sides, when they went to the other station for a few years.
I think so.
You would think so.
Yeah. I don't think that was great.
And especially now that we have the advantage of FM. People are digging Cardinals baseball on FM.
So good that way.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good, too. And I get the charm a little bit of the AM sound when you're sitting on the back porch.
Yeah.
I get that. But, man, when you're in your car, FM's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Crack of the bat's pretty sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Pop of the glove. John and Rick.
Man, I've lost my ability to spell.
Oh, yeah?
Me too.
Because of autocorrect or what?
I think, I started to say just age and a lack of use, but I write all the time and I read all the time, so you wouldn't think that you would...
So are you misspelling words you previously spelled correctly?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Want to hear how I spelled millennial today?
Millennial, yeah.
That's a hard one.
It ended with an E-A-L. And I'm like, I don't think that's right.
Millennial.
Yeah, millennial.
Yeah, millennial.
The millennial falcon.
Mm-hmm. Millennial is a hard one, though. Millennium in general. I forget how many L's and N's. And
I think I'm just careless.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I really thought about any normal word, I could spell it. But I write so much, and my writing is scribbling. It's almost a Dave shorthand to Dave.
Gotcha.
But it's still troubling. It's you know... Your skills are not enhancing. My math skills, my every skill.
Not great. I get that once in a while where you write a word down or you type a word and you're like, it just doesn't look right.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It doesn't look right. But it's the way I've always done it. And you're like, I know. And then you don't see the weird red underliney thing on it. So like it's your software's not saying that's wrong, but you're still looking at it and you're like, that just... I know I've written it that my way my whole life.
I don't type that much anymore. And I was thinking about this today. I was typing on my phone into my notes, and I was doing it really well. Like, I'm not, like, as good as Phoebe, but isn't it crazy that I learned to type, pretty good typer, like, conventionally, and then I learned a whole new skill of how to type with my thumbs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking for a trophy. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting.
You are adding skills.
How we do that.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a necessary thing. Do you remember, Rach, you probably do because you were selling phones back then, but this may be too old for you. But do you guys remember, Kevin, you will, and I don't remember exactly how it worked, but basically you had to hit, like,
numbers,
A,
yeah,
three times.
Yeah, it's called T9.
Yeah.
Yeah, texting. That was weird.
Right, to get to S, you had to hit a number three times or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was annoying, but we did it. And I could do that, like, not even looking at the screen.
That's what a lot of...
I could just be like, because you just remembered.
I don't remember it. I don't remember being very proficient at it.
It wasn't really conducive to long texts.
No.
I mean, but texting at that time was just short messaging. It wasn't like now.
Yeah.
Where you'll send somebody three paragraphs. And back then it was like two sentences at the most.
I'll tell you who's the texter is Bernie Miklas.
Yeah.
You showed me like his text to you last night.
We text a good bit during games and after games.
He was writing novels.
He's like, he and I are alike in that regard. So I think that's why we have fun texting back and forth once in a while because we both have thoughts.
Oh, can I get a ruling on that? Mm-hmm. I'm going to the game tonight, taking the whole family, and I will, of course, root for the Cardinals, as I always have and always will, but I'm not rooting for Miles Michaelis. I've developed a real dislike for him, and I don't want
Performance-based?
Both. I don't want him on the team for several reasons, and I just feel like if he has a good outing or two, it's just going to prolong the inevitable. Am I a bad person? Am I a bad fan?
No, no. I think that's a really common thing for fans in sports in general. Like, so that to me, that's akin to the like rooting for a better draft pick when your team's not good, right? So, and believe me, as a Detroit Lions fan, I've spent many, many, many years rooting for them to lose in the last month of the season to get a better pick because they couldn't win anything. Nothing was going to happen. And again, it's a little different, but it's the same idea. Because what do you ultimately want, Dave? You want the team
to be better.
Yes. So your belief is that with a different person in that spot, the team would be better off.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's not unusual at all. It's not at all unusual. I think fans, I guarantee you, there's a large percentage of Cardinals fans that would probably feel the same way tonight, where you don't want the team to lose. And you can concoct it in your head, right?
Different scenarios.
Well, they can win 9-8.
Right.
And Miles blows up and they make this big comeback.
Right.
Like, as a fan, there are always ways to make it work so you're not totally rooting against your team. But that's not an unusual fan-based psychology. Like, that's pretty normal when you're frustrated with, you know, either an individual or a team and just a lack of performance and not seeing it going anywhere positive in your mind. It's totally normal. I try to work hard. Like, my goal would be, like, I would love to see Miles Michaelis succeed and have the final 2.5 months be great and help the team make the postseason. Like, that's what I would choose. Yeah, what scenario could you choose? I would choose that one.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, I would too.
Yeah.
If suddenly he got new life and his ERA was 2.5, yeah, I can put my personal dislike for him aside. Because it's not like we're buddies or something. It's not like he hurt me or anything.
Yeah.
But not thinking that's going to happen. It's just like, let's just get this over with.
Yeah. And it's to me, a lot of those decisions are not as much about the person or the player as it is the team's decision making. Right.
And from listening to you guys, it sounds like they've already kind of not officially, but unofficially made that decision about Fetty.
Not really. I mean, they haven't announced anything.
Right, I'm saying it's not official, but when your manager says, it doesn't make sense to me to keep hitting repeat.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Well, he's saying now, I mean, I'm talking about Ollie. He's talked about that on Tuesday, essentially that Fetty can't just keep doing the same thing. And then an extension of that is, and neither can we if it doesn't change.
Yeah.
I don't know when that is, though. I don't know if they're going to look at it and say it's this week or see how it goes this week and make the decision after the All-Star break. But at some point soon, they're going to have to make some calls on those two guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 120. Hey, Andrew, can I get a show sheet?
I think I have an extra one over here, Dave.
All righty.
I am so sorry.
Well, you just better be.
I know.
Buster.
I never forget that.
You don't want my wrath coming down on you. I have a friend coming in who'll take care of business in about a half an hour.
That's true.
His name is Grimace. You know why he's called that? He's salty.
He never smiles.
Very grimacy.
Never once smiles. He's got a big frown on the costume.
Grimace just showed up yesterday out of nowhere. Like, I was doing a live endorsement, and I noticed that everyone was looking over my shoulder. So I took a little gander as I'm talking about a client. I'm like, oh, it's a big purple man.
He did break the door down like you owed him money.
Yeah, he certainly did.
He broke the door down like he was the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, he did. And I think I literally not trying to be funny, said something like, Grimace.
Yeah, like, oh, welcome back, Grimace.
You actually did a little bow. You're like a little
Grimace. Yeah. And I shook his hand. I'll tell you this, Grimace has a stout handshake. Coming up, we have Brad Young at 2 p.m., Ricky Horton at 2:30. Our buddy Janelle's going to be here at 3 o'clock. Mike Elam, we're probably going to gank him, but he's on the list right now at 4 p.m. I'm just being honest. I get tired. Like in the 3 p.m. hour, I'm like, I don't know if I want to listen to Elam and Wheeler go back and forth like this.
He's my guy.
Elam's listening right now. He's like, hey, words hurt.
I like arguing.
So 4-day school weeks?
Yeah, quite a few school districts are transitioning into 4-day school weeks. And it's to basically keep teachers in the profession. Because so many teachers, especially, you know, post-pandemic, are very burnt out, very underpaid, very underappreciated. So school districts are trying to think of any way they can to keep teachers in schools. Mm-hmm. So they're doing this 4-day work, 4-day school day, 4-day school week. The teachers love it because they get a 3-day weekend every single week. Nice. Kids love it for the same reason. In fact, there's been a lot of research that shows that kids are able to focus better and just like remain refreshed throughout the week when they have that extra time off. The only people who are really unhappy about it are the parents, mm-hmm. which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have to consider now I have to find someone to watch my kid every Friday while I go to work.
Which may not be the easiest thing to do.
Oh,
to find someone to watch your kid one day a week.
I totally get that. And you went from like that quote unquote child care being free that day to now you're probably paying someone to do it. So yeah. It's just an interesting situation. And it got me to thinking, like, again, I don't have kids. I've never like paid for daycare or anything like that. But it does feel like if there's like a snow day out of nowhere or just some random day off, then parents just have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an interesting thing to think about is like you're able to rely on the schools as far as like your kid's well-being. You don't have to worry about your kid because that's where they're at up until a certain point. And that feels like it can kind of be taken away at any moment.
Nick's 30. And when I was paying his daycare, it was $1,200 a month.
That's crazy.
And I can't imagine what it is these days, because that's what it was back, you know, 25 years ago.
Seems like you get a solution.
I wasn't making $2,000 or $1,200 a month kind of salary.
Couldn't there be some kind of solution to this where whatever day it is, Mondays or Fridays, whatever, that the kids can all still go to school, but you're just going to have a skeleton crew. You're not going to be one per 25 in a classroom, but it's maybe more like gym class, or it's
more like vacation Bible school,
right? Like a camp setting where it's, you know, maybe you're in the cafeteria and you can have lunches and activities and things like that, and staff it at less of a, you know, maybe you rotate it so you're not always getting a 3-day weekend as a teacher, but maybe you're getting it 3 out of 4 weeks or whatever it is. I think there's, because that's a real problem. And it shouldn't come out of anybody's pocket, because you're, as a taxpayer, you're already paying for these kids to go to school.
Yeah.
So if there's some kind of program to do that, that makes a lot of sense. You don't need 5 days a week to do the work. I mean, I've told this before, but my high school would do fundraisers every year. And for the last 2.5 months, we'd have 3-day weekends every weekend,
mm-hmm.
because we used to get days off for every certain amount of money we raised.
Yeah.
So we used them always to make a 3-day weekend, and we got all our work done. Everybody still went to college. Everybody still passed all the exams. Everybody still did everything. You just had to get it done.
Do you think if adults went to a 4-day work week, would we just be happy as pigs in crap? Or would we start complaining like, oh man, it's Wednesday and I thought it was Thursday?
I think that one.
You think that one?
I think that's just kind of human nature.
Yeah. I saw, God, where did I see this? I think I saw it on Twitter. It was just a story that somebody, it was a CEO or a, you know, like an executive complaining that they have employees that have a 4-day work week. They do. They work Monday through Thursday, so they get the 3-day weekends. And one of the employees was telling the boss that they're going to need to come in late sometimes or leave early sometimes just because they need better work-life balance. I'm like, man, you already got 3 days off. You're already I get it's a matter of perspective, but if 3 out of 7 days of you getting to do whatever you want isn't enough balance, I don't know what to tell you.
What if Steve said, DGS, you can do a show Monday through Thursday, and on Thursdays record a Friday show, but not come in? Would you rather do 8 hours of programming on Thursday?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But here's my thing about the 4-day work week. I just feel like that only benefits office workers and salaried people. If you are an hour, let's say you work at Starbucks.
You wait tables or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, they don't say like, and now we're going to give you more money to work less. It doesn't work for those professions. So then it's like, okay, so white collar America gets even more spoiled, and then blue collar America has to deal with it as usual. It just feels like
waiting on people on their Friday off.
Exactly. Like now everybody's going to brunch on Friday, so the servers are extra stressed. It just feels a little ugh sometimes.
Although it could benefit them for just that reason. If Friday was like a Saturday,
but not if you're working at McDonald's and you don't get tips at all, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a reason not to do it. It's mm-hmm. just something I always think of. It's like, it really only benefits like a certain type of person or a certain type of job.
You guys think it's possible to have a work week, a work schedule, just in general, be less about an amount of time and more about just doing the job you need to do?
Of course.
Because I find that to be pretty insulting. Like, nope, you have to be in this building 40 hours a week, or we don't think. Well, how about this? Because I did work office jobs before I got into radio when I was in my 20s. I had a temp job for the summer, and I would finish everything they had for me halfway through the day, and I just had to sit there. I had no choice. If I left, I was going to get let go.
That's the way it is. Nick works for Michael Kelly, has for a couple of years now, and Michael has a very open office. If you need to come in the office, come in the office. If you don't need to, you can work from home. If you get everything done in 3 days, take a 4-day weekend. So, but you just got to get your stuff done. Yeah.
And I know every job's different, right? I mean, if you're waiting tables, the restaurant's open, they need people there to do the job.
Yeah.
But each job is different. As long as you're getting the job done, why do we need to count hours?
Agreed. Welcome back, guys. GGS on KMOX. As Andrew pointed out,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is here more than most of our salespeople.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Grimace.
If you're watching the StreamYard, you can see Grimace there, and he has brought in some snack wraps, which are out today. And I, for one, really, really miss them. I am not above eating a Big Mac or a quarter pounder, but try to stay a little trim. And so I love the snack wraps. Then they went away, much to my chagrin. But they're back now. So I'm excited.
Super exciting. I was a huge Snack Wrap fan too, and we have basically been counting down to this re-release on the show, so this is really cool.
So our friends from McDonald's are here. Hello.
Hi,
friends from McDonald's.
Thank you for having us.
So you didn't know you'd be doing all the talking.
I did not know
Figured Grimace would do that.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Grimace is the star.
Yes, for sure. The star. The star of stars.
Yes.
So tell us about all the particulars. What's going on? What's available?
Sure. So we have our Snack Wraps back. They officially came back today at 10:30. They are only $2.99, and we have two flavors. So we have spicy and ranch.
Nice.
So you can pick and choose. You can get both. And we do have a Snack Wrap combo where it has two Snack Wraps, fries, and a drink. All available now at all of our locations.
Very good. And this is because there was an outcry.
Outcry. Fans, we heard you loud and clear. You guys won. We brought it back after 5 years in our area. So we're really excited, and we've already seen a huge turnout in our drive-thrus and in our lobbies. So we're really excited.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, I'm almost positive that I've eaten more McDonald's than any other restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my lifetime, pretty sure.
And you're fit, so you're good.
Yeah, we're all good. I'm a poster child for McDonald's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wheels, you can get over there with Grimace if you want to.
There's no room for both of us.
Oh, I think there is.
Grimace is so good on camera.
He's built strangely like Wheeler.
We're actually like yin and yang.
Get on in there.
Yeah, get on mic too over
Don't
there.
Don't be shy.
Well, I'm not shy.
You seem hesitant to get next to Grimace.
Well, I mean, it's been an interesting, you know what I mean. I don't need to start any beef.
No pun intended.
Shower well enough today or something.
Okay, seriously, guys, if you have not checked out the stream on Facebook yet or YouTube, today's the day. The camera loves Grimace. He's killing it on the stream.
There is nothing in the world like a McDonald's Coke. I'm telling you what.
It's the best.
Grimace is my favorite person. He's always happy. He's always funny. He's never complaining. Does he complain behind the scenes? Good attitude.
He just, you know, is wanting a Snack Wrap today. He's hoping to get a Snack Wrap.
Yeah, well, I'll split one with you. How's that? Oh, fair enough. Is he a spicy man?
I think he's ranch.
Okay.
And spicy, both.
Oh, he likes them both. He likes them both. All right, everyone on the stream, wave bye to Grimace. Thank you for coming by, Grimace. You're welcome here anytime. Open door. Go to McDonald's. Get your Snack Wraps. I love it. Love it.
What if I did that?
What do you mean, what if?
That's funny.
You don't see yourself. This is what you do all the show, all the time. Grimace has a heck of a handshake, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good and solid.
Keep me honest.
Bye, McDonald's friends.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
You. Bye, Grimace.
We hope you love them. Let me get a picture of that, too.
Wait, hold on. Like a trophy.
There
you go.
Perfect. Enjoy, guys. Thank you.
We really have been talking about this for months now.
No, we really have.
You know, they were kind of teasing, like, I think the Snack Wrap's coming back, and then fast food news, there have been many updates about this.
Yes.
So this is like a really exciting moment for us.
Yeah, Jake says I'm assuming gender on Grimace. That's true. I called him a boy.
Yeah.
I may have misgendered Grimace. Who knows? I think he's a taste bud.
Yes.
I think he has a taste bud.
So he's probably genderless.
I'm enjoying my McDonald's Sprite.
I'm enjoying the Coke for real. Really good.
All right, so according to AI, canonically, because, you know, there's a McDonald's canon.
Okay.
Grimace is a male.
Okay.
So you were right.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Did Grimace, in the commercials, did Grimace ever speak?
I've never heard Grimace's
I think he did.
You might have been way back.
You can Google that one, but I have a voice in my head for Grimace. He was very much like Grimace. But I could be making that up.
No, I think you might be right.
I am not sure at all.
All right, let's see. I'm going to find out.
Christian says, bye, purple blob. Christian, his name is Wheeler.
I'm not purple, though.
You're a couple shades away.
Yeah, I mean, not far off.
Yeah.
A little more.
You get angry, you're purple.
Orange and red. Yeah, that's true. The forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then that vein right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm familiar.
Grimace is low-key, like, cute in person. You see Grimace on the commercials, and you're like, okay, there's Grimace. When he or she, who knows what's going on, is here doing the little gestures and stuff, is like, aw, this is awesome.
Grimace used to be mean.
What?
When they first started back in the 60s, he had angry eyebrows. And he was like a villain.
Oh, I thought the only villain was the Hamburglar.
I think he was in like the crew with the burglar.
Oh. I wish Sue was here. She would be very pleased to meet
Jake
Grimace.
Says that Grimace did speak with a deep voice.
Yeah, so according to this, there have been at least five different guys that have been the voice of Grimace over the years. Exciting. We've solved it. Look at us. We're like junior detectives.
Yes.
I should have asked whenever Grimace's birthday is coming back to McDonald's. Do you guys remember that?
No.
It was like two summers ago. They had a promotion. It was Grimace's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just like either a Big Mac and nuggets, but then you would get the Grimace birthday shake along with
it. Was it purple?
It was a purple shape.
That was recent, yeah.
Yeah, a couple years ago, a couple summers
ago.
Yeah,
that's tracking.
I thought it was going to be a yearly thing, but we just haven't celebrated it in the U.S. anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I wish we would have brought that up.
I should have.
Could have got his 2 cents on that.
Might have made him mad.
Ah, man, once again, I missed my opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Something tells me Grimace will be back.
I think so, too.
I think he's like the fifth Beatle now in the BGS. Shall we take a break since there's nothing to follow up with Grimace and come back with a long segment?
You can't follow that. You can't do it.
That's true. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S1041 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to everybody. Tomorrow's going to be a hot one. 95. It's kind of Dave's limit.
Is it? Is that 95s where you hit that and you're like, nope?
It's pretty much.
All right.
I start hating on summer. I've been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Haven't been bitching too much about my HVAC.
No,
kinda
you're right. Kind
of regulated that out.
It's working out all right?
It's working out fine.
Looks like it's going to make it?
I've just accepted that if it doesn't, that's just the cost of being a homeowner.
Yes, it is.
It's what it is.
Yeah, can't get around it.
Yeah.
I feel that I flew too close to the sun today.
How so?
I was getting used to it being a little more mild, like we talked about with Dave Murray yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today was hotter than I was anticipating. Took that walk to City Garden. I am wearing like a sweater, like tank.
Sleeveless?
It's sleeveless, but it's sweater material.
Yeah.
I have kind of still not cooled down from that walk. Like, I'm regretting my choices.
My back was real sweaty. Not going to lie to you. Real sweaty. Wheels has, what is your biggest nope? The biggest one that rules all other nopes. So flesh that out for us.
So basically, of all the things in the world that you just can't deal with, whether it's a fear or other types of human beings or tasks or creatures, what is the thing you're like, absolutely not, no chance, zero, no matter what anything else. Like if you're afraid of snakes, for snake or a tiger, I'll deal with the tiger because I'm done with snakes. Like, that's not, I don't care, but like.
I had a nope go away.
You did?
I used to be terrified of spiders, and
all
then
right.
I was bitten by 3 brown recluse spiders. Now they're kind of brothers. if I saw a huntsman, I would crap my pants. But if I see a spider in my house, I literally get like a Dixie cup, get it in there, take it outside.
Yeah, I usually do that too.
I don't need beef.
They eat skeeters, so I like to throw them out in the yard and.
My biggest nope, if you said, how will we torture Dave, it would be what happened with the implosion of the sub. Like, I don't need to implode to be absolute. I would personally implode if I were in one of those subs at the bottom of the ocean.
I get you. So just being in that environment.
Being closed in.
1,000 feet below the water.
All that pressure.
Yeah.
That's my biggest nope. If I think about it too long, I start to get really anxious.
Really?
And look, it's never going to happen.
Right. Because you're just not going to get in that damn thing.
Yeah. I don't have the money to get in the sub, and no one's going to make me get in the sub, but that would be
Like, what about a Navy sub
in between,
and they were like, you can come down for a little 2-hour mission with us.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
Rach, would yours be space?
I would rather go to space than go in a submarine.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going down there. Spiders, don't like them. Keep me away from those. But yeah, like a submersible situation. There's no circumstance that would make me do that. Like, I just wouldn't do it.
So spiders.
Yeah.
Going all the way back, do you think there's something just inherently terrifying about them? Or do you think the first people were like, come here, little kitty. And then they got bit and they're like, ugh, that thing bites.
It's not even that I'm afraid of being bitten. I just, they're just creepy crawly. I don't want them on me. They're fast.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need that.
Remember those little black and white ones that were so fast, you felt like you were watching a speeded up film? Like they would jump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little jumper guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jumper black and white ones. Yep.
Yeah, scary spiders. Stuff. I mean, I would be a little tense if I saw like a black widow. Like, I don't want to be bit by anything, but like I saw a huntsman, I wouldn't want it to crawl on me, but it wouldn't freak me out.
What would your note be?
This is, I thought, as I wrote this down, I thought, like, how do I even pick something? Because the things that would be the biggest nopes are just not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
like a submersible sub, like, in the bottom of the ocean.
I would go on a Navy sub. I wouldn't go on one of those little personal submarines. I'm with you guys on that one. So maybe that's it. Like, it's something, you know what it is? It's anything sketchy. So it's anything sketchy. Going up in a sketchy airplane, if somebody's a pilot, it's the sketchiness of it. But if I had to pick one, like 111, climbing something like Everest, no, that's a nope. On every level, don't need to expend that much energy. Don't want to die. Don't want. It's not worth it to just say, because what's the reward? I did it.
Yeah.
Great.
I have a real fear of like inclines and declines.
Yeah, I don't generally, but when you see those crevices, when they're going through the glacier right there as you're jumping, no thanks. But it's the whole thing is a no thanks, though. It's not just the possible fall. It's just everything. The altitude sickness, the whole, like, no, I'm just, no.
When we go to my buddy Scott's place in Colorado, the shortcut, cuts off maybe 10 minutes, is to go across Loveland Pass.
Okay.
And it's basically 13,000 feet. And the resort is basically 11,000 feet. So in about 5 miles, you go up that far. And the drive down, believe it or not, doesn't have many guardrails. And so in a car, it's terrifying. The first time I did it was on a motorcycle.
Oh.
And it was just...
Yeah, that's got to be rip it, man.
My eyeballs were sweating.
Did you look like Bugs Bunny with the big Google eyes?
I was trying to be cool and trying to act cool and like, oh, this is so awesome. And I'm like, just...
We did that. When I was in high school, we were driving. When I did my exchange trip to France, staying with the family there, and the kids now, that's one of my best friends in the world, is my friend from France. But we went through, his dad drove us through to go to the Alps, and we were going up in those mountains, and you're like
looking over the edge.
I'm in the passenger side, and I'm looking out the window, and I can't see the rail. That's how close you are to the rail, and the rail is like a foot and a half tall. It's not stopping you from going over, and you're just like, ooh.
Brian says he almost passed out driving up Pikes Peak. Brother, I don't think I could do it. I've seen video of that. Oh. And have you seen those buses, like in South America, that there's no guardrail and the edge of the mountain's just big enough for a bus?
Mm-hmm. Yes, those are, that would be a nope. Yeah. Like, nope, not doing that. I'm sorry, I'll just stay where I am.
Andrew, how about you?
I gotta go with the very deep water. Any depth of water. I'm not.
What about being on top of very deep water?
Like being out on a cruise ship or something.
That does not bother me.
Okay.
It's just under the water. We don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know the problem with the underwater is not what's down there. It's there's no air. There's no oxygen.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, for sure.
I used to have a place out in Innsbruck. And we were right on the lake and had a little pontoon boat. And you'd go out and it was just the calmest, freshest, cleanest, greatest water. You could probably drink it if you wanted to. And you'd get in there and swim and it was great. But a friend of mine who I took out there would not get off the boat. He said, any water I can't completely see through. I don't know what's down there. I trust you that there are no octopuses. But, you know, like, would that bother anyone? Just like being in a pond?
I'm not afraid to, like, swim in deep water. But, like, the thought of going under for some reason. Like, even in a submersible or just, like, going down and swimming around down there. Like,
what nopes do you not have?
Oh.
Things that other people seem to be afraid of that really don't bother you.
Most
you know
things.
What I? Yeah, we don't ask him. You know what I found out? I think I really enjoy, believe it or not, even though I'm terrified of heights, was flying. I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome. I felt like you could. I saw so many things up there that I've never seen before, and there's really no other way to see things like that. It was so neat. You could see entire mountain ranges from up there, just from the little window of the plane or whatever. I thought that was so cool.
You're making my hand sweat.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The general concept of it does suck because everything about getting on a plane and going to an airport
is
terrible.
What about speed? Like, I've driven a NASCAR and an Indy. I've not driven an Indy car, but I did a ride along in an Indy car, and it was crazy, exciting, fun. One of the best experiences was taking the Richard Petty driving school, but it's kind of crazy. Does that daunt you?
Yes, very much.
Going 150, 180? Yeah.
I do not like going super fast in like a car.
You could do it, Rich.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
If I felt comfortable with the driver, if it was just like me, you know.
Can I go 200?
Look at the...
What do you mean?
Would they
look at the tough
it?
Guys.
No, I don't think so. Because when I did the Indy car, I asked the guy how fast we went. He said about 175.
Oh.
And it felt like we're going a lot faster.
You weren't driving, though.
No, I was riding behind.
Okay.
But they let me go 165 in the NASCAR.
Let's go.
Just me, like not even a side driver.
Let's go.
I had someone in front of me pacing me.
I get you.
But that was really cool.
Yeah. That sounds great.
I was so mad at
I'd love to do the dragsters.
Producer Tom. Producer Tom has terrible motion sickness. So before we did the racing, we took a van with the doors wide open going 5 miles an hour to make sure there was nothing on the track. And if there was, pick it up. And he wouldn't do that because he was too afraid. And so I did the whole McGill. I got the fire suit on, got my helmet. I'm going 165 miles an hour. I'm doing the do. And then they took a picture of me next to the car. And when I went to pick it up, that son of a bitch had a picture just like mine in a fire suit and a helmet when he didn't even get in the van. That made me mad.
Yeah, it's a poser. That was stolen valor.
Yes.
Welcome to Instagram. Like, that's like the whole thing.
Right.
It's like, I got a photo of me doing it, so it must have happened.
Yeah. No kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.